Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and I have the lovely Maya Moon with me. Of course, every Monday night from 8 to 9, we do this. Tonight, we're going to talk about spiritual energy. I love this topic, and I'm sure Maya does too. We'll probably go into a little bit more detail, you know, your core and all that, and divine energy, which, of course, I believe in the divine more than anything in this world. And so I'm going to bring Maya Moon in here, and she can kind of start this off, and I check the chat room and see who's sitting in there, and I can, you know, talk to them, blah, blah, blah. You know how I do. I love to talk. So how are you doing tonight, Maya?
Good, good. It's good to be here, and you sound like you're doing good. So it's always, we're both chatting, so it's always if our voices will hold up or not when we start.
Exactly. We both have the same problem.
Yeah.
But we have kind of rainy, cold weather here in South Carolina. So, but it's going to change again and get warmer. And, you know, we're going to have a very warm winter, I think. I don't know about where you are. What's your winter going to be like? Is it going to be cold? Maybe not. I don't know.
They're predicting, normally we have, I mean, it's not a hard winter, but it's definitely a true winter. And we do get quite a bit. Not quite a bit of snow, but we get snow at least four times, and they're predicting that the temperatures are going to be a little bit colder than the last couple years, which were very mild, and that it's going to be a wet winter. So what we have here that we get concerned about is we're notorious for ice storms, and until you experience it, it's like a war zone because trees just crack and fall. And so our weather is cool right now. Today it was 60, which is a little warm for us time of year, the day. But now tonight it's going to drop down to about 29. That's more our average here. So, yeah, it's hard. I know a lot of people are sick. So for our listeners out there, you know, I hope that you're taking good care of yourself. When the weather is changing like this, my guides always teach that weather is connected to our energy, collective divine, and our own core energy, and there's a big correlation, so there's a lot of changes, so it's kind of like being bounced around. So for those of you that might be, look into holistic immune supplements or things that, you know, keep you healthy and ward off colds and flus, you know, careful where you go. You know, if you think of, I know this is a little bit off topic, but, and if you need to go, I can talk if you have to open the chat room.
No, I'm fine. It's already open. I'm on the ball over here.
You know that. One thing that, you know, our energy gives off a lot of things, but of course our energy is affected both by our physical well-being or not so much. So if we're sick, that's going to affect, or I should say, you know, it's going to affect our, you know, everything runs together. And when you think about bathrooms, okay, if you are, we're all doing a lot of shopping, or, you know, many of us are, some online, that's good. But when you're in the store and you go, or a restaurant to use the restroom, think about what you're doing. You're going and using the restroom. Hopefully you're washing your hands good with soap. You're, you know, using the paper towels or the hand dryer. And then what are you doing? You're grabbing the door.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So what they recommend is that after you use the restroom, you wash your hands, you make sure the water is warm. I mean, not burning hot, but it does need to be warm. But before you start washing your hands, you should take down a few paper towels, which you're going to need to wash your hands. Use the last paper towel to open the door and then hold it with your back or your elbow or your arm
right.
and toss it in the trash.
I had a good friend that used to do that all the time. I mean, and that was years ago. I mean, I would almost think that she was a little paranoid, but she did it with everything. You know, she wouldn't use somebody else's computer, the keyboard. She was she was like over the edge with it, you know.
Well,
of course, most of us who work at home or work on their own keyboard, nobody touches mine ever. It's just something that you don't have to worry about. I mean, there have been times when, like, Tony would be here and come over, you know, my webmaster come over and maybe start showing me something or how to do something, but only him. But that's been – I have a new keyboard since then, so I don't have to worry. I got a new one. But, you don't realize that – you don't just realize all the things that you touch during the day and somebody comes behind you and touches it right after you. Yeah, it's really true. But getting back on topic here, our spiritual energy, and you do give off, I feel, and I know you do, Maya, your spirituality. I can just be somewhere, and we've talked about this, where I know when to stay away from some people because I don't want them to get too close to me. Not that they're going to take anything that I have. It's just that I'm very conservative with that. I just hold back, you know, But what do you think about, explain about how spiritual energy is unlimited, powerful, and very profound, since you're the expert.
I wouldn't say that I'm the expert.
Well, we're both. I mean, we both kind of, I'll chime in. You know, I always chime in. I can't
okay,
be still.
So
I can't be quiet.
Start with the first word.
Oh, okay. All right. Spiritual energy is unlimited.
Okay. Our spiritual energy, you have to come from the belief system that our energy, first of all, cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be shifted or changed in form. So we have to start off and kind of have to climb this ladder a little bit. So our spiritual energy is a continuum. It's infinite. It's always in existence, so it's always there. So there is no end to that. So it's constant. When we leave our bodies, our spiritual energy is still the strongest. So that becomes the center then of all things. Everything ultimately is guided. You know, I've talked about the pyramid, the trine, or the
mm-hmm.
Trinity. So everything is ultimately guided in some way. Now, we do have free will, and it can be a little confusing, I know. But everything comes from and ultimately returns to the spiritual energy. So that is, like, that would be, if you have a computer, that would be the hard drive. No matter what
right.
your apps are, does that make sense?
Well, yeah. You know, that can also be the next word, powerful, because your hard drive is powerful. Your hard drive is also unlimited if you have a lot of space on it. That applies perfectly well. That makes a lot of sense. To me, it does,
okay.
because I sit in
yeah.
front of three monitors
okay.
and I know.
right. And so, you know, it's powerful in that respect because, in a sense, it's our control mechanism. Now, obviously, you know, we have motor, we have sensory control, you know, we have our nervous system and all that controls our function. But think of it this way, when our spirit leaves our vessel or our body, that is death, which just means
right.
that our spiritual energy goes on. So even though we can say, well, you know, what about this, our body? Now, we have cognitive, which is just our thinking. our logic, our decision-making, and emotional or affect is spelled A-F-F-E-C-T, and it means our emotional state, angry, sad, happy, joy. All of those influence us, but what makes the changes is our choice. But there again, it always comes from our processor or our hard drive. So if you're going to put Windows 10 or 12, I'm just making stuff up. I'm not really that up.
Yeah, Windows 10
different.
Is good. That's a good one. Not 12,
okay.
But 10. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to do that, or you want to put, you want to use your computer for gaming, let's say you have a child or something, then you have to make sure that your hard drive can support it. So that's another way our spirit powerful, because it can handle anything, and ultimately our emotional well-being and the choices we made are guided and backed and kind of held up, cushioned, if you will, by our spiritual core, our energy. And as far as profound, I would say it's profound because of the power that it has. When we look at people, you're a great example of that. People that have gone through, or I don't know how many listeners were able to watch the I Am Elizabeth Smart. Did you get to watch it, Natalie?
No, I did not.
Well, I would recommend it. It can be disturbing, and if you have any abuse in your childhood that you remember, it could be a trigger for you, so a warning there. But it's a very good story. It was a very popular story of a young 14-year-old girl that was taken out of her bedroom with her sister sleeping next to her in Utah. They were LDS, Mormons. And she got a lot of victim shaming. And if it wasn't for her belief, so she wrote a book, and then she directed the movie. And the reason why I'm bringing her into it is because she is a great example of how when everything else falls apart in her world, she had to rely on her own spiritual core, okay, the collective, her family, her friends, reminding herself there's got to be people looking for me. They haven't forgotten about me. And her faith, and her faith is in God. Your faith, you don't have to believe in God to have faith. As long as you believe that there's something greater than self, then you have a belief in a creator or some form of some supreme or divine being, which most people that are spiritual have it in some way. So we have to really stop and think, because I think for a lot of us, we go through our daily lives, and, you know, many of us are religious. We may pray, or we may do our chants. We may light candles. We may be Wiccans, pagans. All different types of religion. And we may do that, or we may have meditation, things like that, but we don't really realize how truly powerful and how our spiritual energy gives off, emits and transmits to other people. And so
it does.
Times,
I can tell you that. It really does. You're right about that, Maya.
Right. And like you're saying, you pick up, okay, so you know, like, you're walking through a store and something just tells you, ooh, I don't want to go close to this person. And you don't know why, perhaps, but you just know. Well,
it doesn't happen that often to me, but I'm well aware of it when it does. It's like I have little feelers out, like little antennae, while I'm walking down. Can you see me down the aisle with these little? And sometimes I just know. But you were talking about spirituality and how Elizabeth Smart relied upon that inner, I do that all the time. And I think I probably did that as a little girl, only I didn't realize I was doing that. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't have, like, this wonderful Maya who could explain to me, well, honey, this is why it is, you know. This is why you're doing this. This is why this. No, I had nobody. but I really had that inner belief, and maybe just going to church when I had to go to church every day. I mean, it was good, but I think my spirituality, my energy really is unlimited, and I've had to utilize it, especially when I had to take care of my late husband. I had to use every bit of that, or I could never have survived. Never. I didn't do this alone. Let's put it that way. And I know it. So a lot of people don't even realize what that is. What, you know, wasn't somebody giving me a glass of water saying, here, Natalie, now you can do this. No, you don't see it. You don't see it.
Yes.
But you really have to believe that it's there. You have to believe it to be so. And that comes back down to, you know, your belief. What do you believe? I don't think you can have the spiritual energy, but you've got to believe that you have it and know that it really exists. It does. I'm a perfect example. I say that all the time, but it's true. If you talk to me, you would see it. You would see it. And even you, Maya. I mean, you've had things happen. I think it's really important.
Really?
And it is very powerful. It can be very powerful for you, meaning anybody. And once you know, that's it. Nobody can take it away from you, ever. I mean, I don't care. Isn't that true? I mean, I believe, well, it's true for me. Nobody can take it ever away from you. You'll always have it. And what will happen is day by day, things will happen. You'll get stronger and stronger with it because that's what happened to me. And I could argue with anybody about it. You really needed to follow me around and know what happened to me. And other people, it's not just me. I wasn't the only victim. There's people all over the world. A lot of people go through this, you know. And even, like, if somebody passes away, you know, as an accident or something, you have to dig so deep. That's really tough. You have to dig very, very deep with your spirituality and rely upon it to get you through. And it's almost like everybody, when they're really young, should have a lesson in it, Maya, to know what it is. I don't know if everybody would believe it, but everybody knows how I believe. So, and I know how you believe, so it's not just me. But, yeah, I really think you're right. Now, it is powerful, correct, and it is profound, right?
Well, right. It's profound because it can mean the difference between not life and death in terms of literal or physical, but in how we choose, how we end up, it's so relevant to how we end up seeing the world, and then we have to always look at everything as a continuum, okay? So, in other words, the way that we view the world as a whole, the collective, and the way that we view self and others, there's going to be a correlation to how we then are viewed and we are treated. So, you know, it is the difference between, rather than saying like life or death, it would be quality. People who do not have a quality of life, and I'm not talking about people that are ill and getting into when to pull the tubes or anything like that. I'm talking about people that go through life, and there's people that have had what I would call, you know, we can't really compare, but to some degree we can. People that have had, you know, fairly minor challenges in their life,
right,
versus people,
right,
like maybe you or like this Elizabeth Smart, who went through horrific experiences. And
well, yeah, hers
shows,
is much more profound than mine, but...
Well,
but I don't know how you would judge it. Mine was just different, but yet it was bad.
Well, yes.
And hers was bad,
was,
too, so.
And that's what I mean. I mean, but yet not everyone responds. And the reason, what that all comes down to, I mean, part of it, yes, is free will and choice. But ultimately, we're going to return to that spiritual energy, to that core, because, and then that, like you said, you know, you have your little antenna or feelers, I think that's a good way of putting it, And there's other people that may not have abilities, they may not be empaths or mediums or anything else, but they still get a sense of someone. But keep in mind that at that same time, we're giving off energy. And I can't tell you how many times people, I've worked with clients that were completely unaware of the energy that they were emitting. That was not their intention, but their connection to their core, to their spiritual energy was lacking. And as you said, you absolutely have to believe in that. You have to rely on it. You have to, and I loved what you said, that no one can take it from you. People can plunder, they can, I mean, there's so much brutality, I don't know. I'm in the U.S., I'm in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm not one to really sit and just watch the news over and over, but I mean, I try to stay somewhat aware. And oh my goodness, these random shootings. I mean, it's just, I just sit and I think, what is wrong? I mean, those
why?
Are people
I ask
that,
why.
Why?
I mean, understand it. I don't understand it at all. What happens to people when they decide to do these kinds of things, that their life is so bad? Is that what it is? You don't have anything. You have no home. You have no money. You're walking the streets. So you decide
to do something like this.
That's to me, that's appalling. Well, I can't fathom that at all.
Another thing I cannot deal with.
Is the killing of animals, any animal. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. You know, the big thing was the elephants. Okay, but if I follow giraffes. I follow everything on Instagram that's, you know, with Kenya. And I write little notes, and all these photographers write back and say, isn't that the sweetest thing anybody ever said? Well, I'm having conversations with all these people all over the world, right? And, they go out and kill giraffes. But you know why? Listen to this. This is going to boggle your mind. For their tails, the black part of the tail. That's why they have to kill them to do that. And I sobbed when I watched National Geographic, because I'm a part of that group, and I get these videos. I could not believe what I was watching. I mean, it was the after the fact. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sat there and I sat up straight in my chair, and my son called. I couldn't even talk to him. I said, I can't talk to you. I looked at this and I could not believe that there are people anywhere in the world that would hurt a human or hurt an animal. I don't know where they come from, and I don't know who they are, but there's nothing going on inside there. And that really upsets me to no end. And they had just the shell. And these men go out with their guns in Kenya and all these places. And these animals are tagged so they know where they are. They keep watch on them, you know. But this one man, he appeared before the camera and he said, "We will not rest until we get them." And he said, you know, I don't even know. I don't even think I could stand watching to look at what was left. It's terrible. Just a skeleton.
And with the elephants, they're going through that right now. It was for the ivory because the tusks.
Oh, yeah.
And at one time before they banned it, they were, you know, elephants were just slaughtered and there was no mercy killing. Now, there are people that live off the grid that, just like the American settlers and American Indians did many years ago, but, you know, that's completely different. That's a form of survival, and they gave thanks and were grateful to that animal, and they used every piece of that animal, and they understood the sacrifice and honored the spirit of that, and I think that's just beautiful. But killing, and they would, you know, they want the tusks, so the babies are no good. And elephants are a matriarchal society, I'm sure you know this, and they're very close-knit. They live in social groups and family groups. Mothers are very attached to their young until they're several years old. Elephants are pregnant for what? I think it's almost 3 years. They're pregnant. So you can imagine. So, and, you know, hunters would just ruthlessly slaughter them. No thought to the suffering of the
animal. Oh, no, it's a sport.
And then chop off the tusks. Sometimes the animal would not even be, I mean, I don't think we should get too far into this because it's upsetting for both of us. I can feel it.
Right.
But just
oh,
for
it,
that,
it makes me angry. Makes me want to go over there with a gun. Come on, I dare you. Go ahead, try to hurt that animal. I can't stand that. That's just, but it's true. It's true, Maya. I mean, but people are doing this to people.
Well, and here's what I say about that. First thing I would say is, just because we have the power, that doesn't mean we have the right. Okay?
That's right.
So just because, you know, I mean, now there is survival for some, and they have a right to survive. But like you asked about this gunman, and you mentioned, you know, are they so desperate? Well, this recent shooting, this man that out of nowhere went on a shooting spree was worth $5.5 billion, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the money because he has grown children. I don't know a whole lot about the story. I just know this much. So he had friends no one would ever have suspected. To all accounts, he appeared normal. I believe he was in his late 50s or early 60s, recently retired. He's the one that just shot, randomly walked around and shot several people.
Right.
And what my guides say about people like that, now there are people that have psychiatric illnesses that affect the brain, diseases that, you know, that it's just, they're just sick. It's like a baby throwing up on you. It's beyond their control. It's still devastating. And they still have to be put somewhere where they can't hurt people. But people like this guy, I see that as true evil. And I believe that that person, for whatever reason, whether something occurred during their early years, their childhood, in some way, something happened, and the cords were cut between their trinity, so they were no longer connected to their spiritual being. It still was there and existed, but they were, cut off from it. And that's the only explanation, because they're in many of these cases are these kids that go in, and, you know, Columbine, we'll all remember that. I mean, we know when, you know, we have enemies, and we have ISIS. We know they have a reason that doesn't justify their behavior, but we can logically say, okay, well, they see us as evil, or whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they think. But, I mean, that's my only explanation, is that's the true definition of a monster, people that can do things like that. And there's other monsters. There's many forms of monsters. And, you know, no disrespect to anyone, but in many ways, Natalie, it saddens me to say this, but in truth, your parents were monsters.
Well, not in the sense that people would think monsters. I mean, you know, the neglect was there. You know, I talked to my cousin who knew my parents, and she said to me, I never realized this. I said, nobody realized it. You weren't with me 24/7. I wasn't,
right.
I wasn't beaten up. It wasn't that. It was just left alone, just like, okay, here you go. You're a little girl.
Natalie, let me say, because Natalie was treated, okay, as if she were a piece of furniture. You dust her off, or a vase, a vase, a vase of flowers.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Give it a little water, give it the minimum, trim it if you absolutely have to, but that's it. I mean, it's like fish. You pour food in there, you clean the water, but you don't interact. I mean, some people
right.
do,
yeah.
but I mean,
that's what it was.
But we don't
yeah.
interact. And that, I'm sorry, but you cannot be fully connected to your spirituality and treat your own flesh and blood. I wouldn't treat my grandchildren, my nieces or my nephews that way, let alone my child.
That's
I mean,
why we both know I had help that you couldn't see. I came out of it.
Did.
I didn't even know. I didn't know, you know. And I didn't even compare it to other families. I just didn't. I was kind of like I was oblivious, and not even oblivious, but I didn't think about it. I just let it ride. It didn't. It was okay for me. I mean, I didn't get upset about it until I got much older, and then I realized.
Right, and understood. Well, don't you believe, I know you and I have talked about this, but that the reason why you were, if you want to use the word oblivious, or you weren't, so Natalie growing up, I'm not trying to speak as if she is a cure. I'm just trying to be a third party to validate things, and I'm saying this from things my guides have said, not as a friend or not my personal opinion, just to be clear. This is the spiritual conversation, I guess. I'm not sure. This is spiritual content I'm sharing. And so as you, that was your outer protection, your divine intervention, your angelic angels around you, that was your cushion, Natalie, and that's why it
yeah.
never really sank in, because you were intervened on so that your spirit was protected, so that
right.
you didn't either turn against others or become...
No. I didn't blame others either.
You don't even blame them.
No.
Yeah,
I was just like, it was almost like you get a child and they're placed in your home and she's protected. She doesn't,
water,
you know,
soapy.
She's not, I mean, not beaten, not, yeah, I was clothed and all of that. But, you know, I was telling this nurse that I was talking to today, and I said, I wanted to be a nurse or something in the field. Even my ear doctor told me I should have been one. But anyways, I didn't have encouragement to do anything. Nothing. And my son and I were talking. He said, Mom, he says, I look at you and I can't understand how you turned out like you did. I said, my parents did nothing for me in school, nothing. They didn't teach me how to write. They didn't do anything. But I will say that I think there were a few teachers that I had when I was in the younger grades that realized something about me, because the one
yes,
she was teaching,
right.
I think I might have told the story about handwriting. Well, I have pretty handwriting, but I didn't conform to the, you know, I remember how they had the line in between and there's two lines and you have to make your capital letters up to the top and all. Oh, I didn't do that. No. She finally came back to me. She kept looking at my papers and she wouldn't give me bad marks, but she put question marks. And finally one day she came back to talk to me and she says, I made a decision. And I thought, uh-oh, she could throw me outside. I made a decision about you. She leaned over. She says, I'm going to let you do your writing any way you want. She
wow.
said, I took this home to my husband, and he looked at it, and he said, how beautiful this is. She said, so I am not going to put you in a corner and make you do something that you won't be bringing out what you are, is what she told me. And
right.
that's in your handwriting. And she says, so... don't worry about it. Just write the way you want. So I did. I wrote.
No.
You know, it was great. I had some freedom. I didn't have to conform to, you know, you make those letters so the small ones or the half line. Now, I didn't have to do any of that. Now they don't even teach handwriting now. But But you have to understand, I don't ever recall coming home and my mom and dad sitting with me and asking me, what did you do in school today and can we help? Never.
Right. Well, did you do
I don't know how I got through school. I have no idea. No idea.
Well, and
but I did it. I read earlier than everybody. Nobody could keep up with me reading.
Right.
You know, I passed, you know, you learn, what is it, Fun with Dick and Jane and all the, I don't even remember how I learned how to read. I can tell you my parents didn't help. And it, you know, and my dad did take me to the airport on a Saturday to watch the planes because I love planes and so did he. That was something that him and I did together. But, just, I mean, you know, once in a while my mother would come home with something for me. But I often wondered, is it for me or is it for you? She wouldn't do it for him, and I was an only child, Maya. I should have, you know, I mean, they both worked. My dad
and
made really good nuts. They weren't rich, but they could have given me more than what I had.
But
that was okay with me.
Both worked, and in today's society, they would be considered upper middle class. So
right, but you know what was really funny, Maya? I never questioned it. I just existed.
Because, well, okay, you just gave several examples. Even though we originally said, you know, our little synopsis of the show, you can't see it, you can't feel it, and you always say
right.
that anyway. You have to believe it. Okay, you gave an example with your teacher. She sensed
yeah.
something about you. It wasn't just that you had creativity. She sensed that there was some reason why this you needed to have this, where another student, she may have felt it was, you know, they needed to conform, but she picked up on your energy. And then also too, you not only admitted that, but you were receiving something, and that's what shielded you, so that you really didn't, you were alone, but not necessarily lonely, and you were able, you
right.
had to have help, and so you had to have been spiritually connected, even if you didn't have the words, the terms, the knowledge, the wisdom that you have today. It doesn't
right.
matter, it's still, that's what's so profound about our spiritual energy. Because look at the amazing things. They could take things from you. I mean, let's say a different set of parents, you would have had good Christmases. And I know you had decent clothes to wear.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you had good food. But it was, like I said, you had food, water, and shelter. You were clothed. You weren't beat. You weren't talked down.
I wasn't parented.
You weren't
right.
talked to at all. You were just ignored as though you were not a living being. So that just says that they were not spiritually connected, because you can't treat people that way, and you can't come out of something. And it is true. Elizabeth Smart, what she suffered was horrific, but in different ways, but that doesn't mean what you're suffering. And for those that are listening, you know, we can only validate how you feel and you perceive, and we always must validate for self. So no matter if you say, well, my mother put my hand on the stove and other people say, oh, well, my mom did this and this and this, that's so, you know, demeaning. Whatever occurred in each of our lives, those experiences that had the power, the ability to, you know, hurt us or cause us any kind of trauma, whether it was spiritual, emotional.
It didn't affect me. Yeah, I was shielded from it all.
I'm sure it affected you, but it did not distort you. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right, exactly. And you know, I don't know how my mother talked about me when she went to work. I mean, I'm sure she said good things because people probably asked, but it was the one-on-one, you know. But yet, she would do things sometimes that I wouldn't understand. I mean, I loved Elvis, and every once in a while, I mean, I have all of his 33 and a third. You can't imagine. Every once in a while, she'd come home with an Elvis 45. They were in 45s or 33 and a third. She would bring me one. But it wasn't all the time. She wasn't going to lavish me with all these wonderful things. Maybe she thought she would spoil me, but I certainly wasn't spoiled. But
right.
She lacked in areas. You cannot buy somebody. You cannot. But I didn't miss a beat growing up. I mean, I did not let it affect me. Obviously, it didn't. And
let's go with you did not let it alter you. Or
right, yeah, you can say that, alter me, yeah.
Natalie, you can't say that it didn't affect you because then you would be disconnected spiritually.
True.
So it affected you, but you overcame that because you had divine intervention. You had, you know, you were gifted with, you know, we talked last week. For those that listened, last week was on the week before, two parts we generally do, were very powerful shows about, you know, guides and guardians. And Natalie certainly had divine intervention and angelic guardians, whether they were the archangels or they were just supreme entities. They certainly were there for her to keep her spiritually connected. And no matter what someone does to us, it just shows whether it's a sexual assault or it's being ignored or neglected or it's being burned with cigarettes or regardless, they cannot, if we stay connected and hopefully, you know, maybe we have some help, we then are able to remain, you know, so that you were spiritually connected. You were affected, you had to be, but it just didn't alter you. You didn't, like, for example, I would say that what my guides would show me, and I think we would even say cognitively, logically, just talking as humans, is that many people in that situation would be jealous and envious of other people in their lives and would tend to be bullies. And I think probably the most disturbing thing that you ever told me, now this is just me personally, is the Christmas.
But I didn't sit and cry. I could feel something like in my heart, feel this something, a tug. And
something great, maybe a little bit. Not your spirit.
Yeah,
but
you
body.
Know how you get when you see when something awful happens and it just, it's not your physical body, something else.
Tell everybody that, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, the kids always get things for Christmas under the tree and Santa. And I don't even know how old I was. I was probably maybe 8 or 9, I guess. I'm guessing. I have no idea. And I got up and I went. And the first thing you do is you go look under the tree. And there was nothing there. I don't even recall anything there. I mean, I was looking for something from Santa, you know, and that's why, you know, I had my own son, and that's why all of it is very special, and same thing with my granddaughter. I think that's why I do what I do for them. I don't want my granddaughter will never go through what I went through. She's even said to me, Grandma. She said, "What happened? How come?" I said, "Well, I don't know. They just decided that it was time that I didn't have to have anything under the tree." And she said, "Well, what about Santa?" I said, "Well, maybe they asked Santa not to come." This was a long time ago when I talked to her about it, you know.
Maya,
I don't remember crying. I just turned around and went off and did what I did. I don't even know. It did not bother me, but it did bother me.
Well, look, that's what I mean. It did, and you may have had, you know, had to have resolved some of the issues, you know, for a lot of the things that we endured in our childhood, we don't really face and deal with until we're older. But it didn't alter you. It didn't transform you, at least not in a negative way, if anything, in a positive way. And you just can't say that about most people, because most people... So, I mean, imagine, I know there's many people out there that don't even celebrate Hanukkah, but we can still understand if we put it, you know, I think pretty much everybody across the board, some type of celebration for your birthday. So imagine, though, Christmas for those, you know, that celebrate it, and, you know, there's always a couple of gifts, and this isn't a poor family either that's used to.
No.
Even
birthdays,
even
I didn't have people. Invite everybody over for my birthday either. I don't even remember a party. I'm assuming I did, but maybe it was so slight in my life that, I mean, it didn't have an effect on me. I don't remember anything about it. I really don't. Maybe that was what saved me, because I didn't dwell on the fact that, you know, I mean, there were all kinds of kids in the neighborhood. I mean, I knew a lot of kids.
Right. And then of course, when you go out with your friends, everybody's saying, well, what did you get for Christmas? What did you get for Christmas?
Right.
You know,
I don't even remember them asking me. I think I probably erased it out of my memory. I just didn't want to. I don't even recall any of that. I'm to the extreme, though. I mean, when you think about it, I have a lot of people that work for me, and or for the site. I mean, that's a platform that they work for, but it's for me. And, you know, I get so many nice notes from the advisors about how special I am, and they're so happy, and they wouldn't think of working for anybody else, even though they're working for themselves. If I send somebody a birthday greeting on Facebook, it's one of my stars. I mean, she said to me, she says, I just love you so much. You're always there. To me, that's mega words to me. And
right,
because sometimes I don't talk to each and every one of them. And you know, that's really nice. But I guess, you know, I had my own family that I didn't really have. I had a great an aunt that was wonderful to me. And then I had that lady across the street that was also wonderful to me. But she couldn't make up for what I did not have.
No.
She could
I
never
mean,
do it. She wasn't my mother. She wasn't, and her husband wasn't my father. And I think about going over to her house, listen to this, and I see her father helping my friend's father helping her with her math.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that. I sat down at the table, but it was really funny. It was like it really didn't register with me. You realize, Natalie,
mm-hmm.
that your mom and dad don't do that? I didn't even think about it. Because had I have thought about it, maybe I would have turned out to be a monster. Me,
yeah.
Maybe. But I was protected. It was like somebody was there and saying, oh, don't worry about it, Natalie. It's okay. Come on. Let's go. Let's go back home. Don't even look at it. Don't even think about it. And I didn't.
Right.
So I had intervention that you could not see totally all the time.
Right.
And
right.
And it carried on as I grew up with all the things that I've said. And here I am today. I'm very grateful. But, you know, your spiritual energy can pull you out of things. If you believe, we'll use me as an example, and you also, Maya, if you believe in things and you're having some kind of a day, you know, everything, you know, all of a sudden if you sit down, you don't even have to ask for help. The divine knows. I talk to God and Jesus every day. I drive them nuts. No, I don't really. But
you
can just
do
sit
really,
down
but.
And I feel better. I just get that energy back from them. It's just like, don't worry, Natalie, it's going to be fine. And I think that was something probably that I did as a little girl and I didn't even know it. I go in
right.
my room and
yes.
think, read, think, listen to my radio, watch TV. Never got into trouble, ever. I was really a good little girl. It's amazing now that I look back at it and think, boy, I could have been something else. But I wasn't, because I wasn't supposed to be something else. I was supposed to be what I am, and what I am today, and nobody can take that away from you, that spiritual energy that you have, that belief that you have. And you said when you wrote this, you can't touch it, see it, or smell it.
Right.
But you know that it's there, and it will always be there. If that's your belief, it will always be there. I mean, I could argue with anybody about it. I mean, I'd just say, sit down, and I'm going to tell you what my life was like, and look what I am, and look what I do. But, you know, you'll read about people, sometimes famous people, how great they are. They've had some things happen in their lives, but they're just this wonderful, these wonderful people that extend themselves. Doesn't mean their childhood was perfect, but they got something good out of it. Maybe they had divine intervention like me. You know, it just so happens that they became famous. Well, I'm famous on the internet. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be with anybody, anybody.
I mean, and there's, I'm sure there's many listeners that, you know, this is resonating with them, that we all have our, you know, quote unquote secrets. We all have things that we've been through. And for some of us, we've dealt with them differently as far as on a cognitive and emotional level. But
right.
if we maintained our connection to our spirituality, then chances are good that the integrity of our soul and our spirit is intact, and those cords, that's how my guides show me of the visual image. They show me, like we have an aura, which is the colors. Now that's proven. They when they began photography, they discovered auras. Those are real. People can see them differently. And, you know, we have different things that, you know, like you said, you have feelers, you can pick up on energy.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of different ways of connecting with our spiritual energy. But if that connection remains intact, and, you know, our spirit still exists, but, you know, taking someone like Oprah Winfrey, I'm not a big fan, to be perfectly honest. I feel that I'm not going to get into it because my personal opinion isn't relevant to this conversation. But she is a good example of someone that came from the lowest of lows and has made herself a household word. I mean, you can say that name.
Oh, yeah,
anyone.
You know who she is. Yes.
And you know who she is. And you know something about her story. You may not know the details. You may not be able to quote this happened or she did this or that had taken place. But to see her rise, especially, you know, we're not near, I don't believe that. Collectively, we're biased and racial or homophobic or any of that. Very little of that exists, I believe, in our societies, in most of our, you know, especially the Western civilization, of course. But I mean, it's just amazing if you think too that when she began her show. For a African American woman,
how brave was that? Yeah,
and she was a female, and she was determined. And you know, I've heard snippets of her. I don't really watch her show. I have watched it before, but like I said, I'm a good critic because I'm not really a fan of other things, but yet I can honor her spiritually. Because she'd be the first to say that the power of her spiritual being, the power of her believing that she they couldn't touch that part of her, that part that we can't see, we can't touch.
Right.
It's not
That's
tangible.
Exactly right.
They couldn't touch that, and she wasn't going to let them. And she has faith. I know that she's changed her faith, and her faith is not maybe in alignment with my personal faith, but that's irrelevant too, because as long as we all share our spirituality, so we have to look at these people, even though we can feel sympathetic, some of these shooters and these, there's a couple of shows I survived. I don't know if our listeners have ever seen that, but I mean, some of these things out here, even if the stories you hear, you feel like, well, that doesn't compare. How come I just went through this and this and this, but yet,
right.
you know, I struggled. It doesn't matter. You only have to self-validate. And as long as you believe in that spiritual being and you believe in something greater and that there's potential, as long as that spirit exists. But when we disconnect completely from our spiritual centers, our core, our energy, that's when I feel the danger we present, that's when I believe we become monsters, or that's what I would define as true evil. And I believe
right.
that can happen when we have a meat suit, when we're in human form and we're incarnate on the earth, and I believe that can be a disruptive situation in terms of hauntings and paranormal activity, too. So I think it works both ways. So we're getting down to the end, and that's why we made this a two-part show, so that next week we can give some examples of how we can perhaps reconnect if we feel, disconnected, and how so we have to be aware. I think especially a good time to talk about this is the holidays. Now, our second show will be after, for those that celebrate Thanksgiving in one way or another, you may call it have a different name for it, but for those who celebrate, this can be a very challenging and demanding time for many people, because as much as it's a time of getting together with family and friends and sharing and thinking about gratitude, for some people, their family and friends, maybe not their friends, I shouldn't say, but their family aren't people they necessarily are grateful for or want to really
right.
spend time with. For some
yeah,
people,
exactly. I want to be around. I'm sure that happens.
So empower yourself with your spirituality. And if you are, if you, for whatever reasons, you have to be in the company of people that, like Natalie mentioned in the beginning, you feel a feeling towards, it doesn't matter if you can't explain it. It doesn't matter if nobody else feels it. It's okay. And your feelings are real. And you just have to, avoid that and just imagine a zipper. That works for me, or a window that you're closing, and you're not going to allow the vibrations or the energy of that person to be emitted towards you, regardless of what comes out of their mouth or how they behave. And
right.
The other thing, remember, you can always get up and go home.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
People forget. That we so go ahead and finish what, because we're at the end of the show, and that's pretty much all. I do want to wish everyone happy Thanksgiving, and however else you term it or celebrate it, for those that do acknowledge it, this Thursday, I bless that, I wish you blessings of gratitude, and that you can be grateful for just being you. And being in this world, and to remember all the things that Natalie has taught us about the power of our human spirit, and that no one, no matter what horrible things we've been through, no matter what we've suffered through and what we may have to be enduring, perhaps you're getting ready to start chemo, or you've recently lost a loved one, whatever the case may be, just remember you have the spiritual connection, and the divine, the creator, the collective, all of that energy is free to all of us. And we, like Natalie said, we can tap into it. We don't even have to pay. It's free.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It doesn't get
and we, you know,
that.
We have a caller here. Hold on a minute. I saw this caller, and then it blinked off, and now it's blinked on, and I'm going to talk to the caller. I will get to you as soon as we're done, because I extended the show anyways, and I'm really sorry I didn't connect with this person. I don't, sometimes people will get on and, pardon me?
Did you want to see if that person wanted to say something on the show?
They
or?
Might, yeah. Let me, you can talk a little bit about next week, and let.
Yeah, I can do that. So so next week we'll go into a little bit more in how we can be more aware, like there's books we can read, you know, you read about your body language, especially when we're struggling through the holidays. It can be a very difficult time for those two that are alone, that have maybe just lost their partner or companion or have had a breakup, are alone and have been alone for a while, and I'm talking about, you know, romance, love, soulmate, that type of thing. It can be very hard to go through the holidays, but if, you know, so we'll talk a little bit about how even though we might be seeking love and we're thinking, I'm doing everything, I'm going out, I'm social, I want so badly, you'd be surprised if your spiritual energy, if you're not fully connected and integrated with that, and you're not allowing that to flow freely, that you can come across to people. There's many different archetypes or many different behaviors and actions, and just the energy, just the feeling, the vibe, if you want to say, the chill, whatever word, the swang, swank, whatever. That other people can pick up, and we are just like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I was emitting that is the opposite. So we'll talk a little bit about that next week. But let's check in with Natalie.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back. All is good. So we can just end the show here, and we'll do part two next week. We can talk more about spirituality and maybe bring up some things that have happened where we had to rely upon it because it's real, and we do this every week. I always end the show the same way because that's my belief system, and I don't know that I had it as a little girl. I must have had something as a little girl. I don't know. I probably have to go into deep therapy. I don't know. Or the therapist will say, I can't help you, lady. Get out of here. But I don't think I really need help. I think I had all my help. I get all my help that you cannot see. And that I'm going to continue saying that every week. So I love you, Maya Moon, and Candy. She's
love
listening also. And we'll do this next week, same time, same station. And you'll be able to listen to this episode on the site, Stars with a Z, psychics.com. It's at the bottom, the little icon that's Blog Talk Radio. And all the chats are there that we've had, gosh, so many of them. I think probably 4.5-5 years now. I don't know, I'd have to look it up. I think Candy told me once how long we've been doing this, a long time. So there's a lot of things that we've discussed, but I think now we're getting into deeper things, don't you think so, Maya? More things that are going to resonate with people. And that's because
yes,
you pick all the topics. I have to blame you for that. I give you the blame. No, I give you the credit. She does all the topics. And sometimes I think I don't even know what I'm going to say. But everybody knows Natalie never is without words. And I'm not.
No.
I mean, I can be, but these are subjects that I dearly love. So with that, did you say goodbye already, Maya?
I did.
Okay. All right. So next week, we'll see you same time, same station, and believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. And with that, I'll say good night.
Good night. Good night.
if everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show up.